Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of September, 1969. The title is Methods to Become Trinetri, Trikaldarshi and Trilokinath. Methods to Become Trinetri, Trikaldarshi and Trilokinath. Bap Dada says, Whom are you seeing? Are you seeing the physical form or the avyakt? If you do not see your own physical form or that of others and instead see the avyakt form, you will become the image that attracts. When you see the physical form, you will not become an image that attracts. If you want to become an image that attracts, do not see the physical form. Only when you see the attractive form, that is in the physical form, there will be an attraction by yourself and by others. So now, only the subtle service remains. Why do you come into the corporeal? What is the reason for this? Since you like becoming avyakt, why do you come into the corporeal? There are useless thoughts and wasteful actions. Only when you come into the corporeal form, so why do you find it difficult to become avyakt from corporeal? You quickly come into the corporeal form, but it is with great difficulty that you stabilize yourself in the avyakt form. What is the reason for this? You forget. Why do you forget? Why do you become body conscious? You know about it. You recognize it. You have also experienced what the difference between the corporeal and the avyakt is. You also know what the benefits are and what the losses. When you sit in remembrance, how do you stabilize yourself from being body conscious into being soul conscious? What do you say? It is a very easy thing. All the things that you have all spoken about are also the things of effort. But even whilst knowing it and believing it, the reason you come into body consciousness is that there is the attraction of the body. In order to move yourself away from this attraction, you have to make effort. What do you do when something that is used to pull is being pulled away? A magnet attracts towards itself even when you don't want it to. If you want to keep someone away from that attraction, what will you do? If something is pulling someone even when he doesn't want to be pulled, and if you want to keep that person away from that pull, what will you do? You will either take him far away or you will place something in between so that it isn't able to attract anymore. This happens in two ways. You either take that person far away or you place something in between so that he goes far away. In the same way, like a magnet, you become body conscious or come into the corporeal feeling when you do not wish to. What will you place in between? What do you need in order to know yourself? Something through which you will be able to know yourself and the Almighty Father accurately? It is only one word. In order to know the Self and the Almighty Father accurately, you need discipline. When you forget discipline, then you also forget the Almighty authority. Why is there the sanskar of laziness? Because you forget one or another discipline. Discipline brings the Self closer to the Almighty authority. If discipline is lacking, there isn't that closeness of the soul to the Almighty Father. And so the thing in between is discipline. When you let go of one or another discipline, you forget to remember Baba. if your disciplines are accurate, the stage of the self also remains accurate. And when the stage of the self is accurate, everything is accurate. So it is the attraction of the body that draws you again and again. If you place discipline in between, the attraction of the body will not attract you. For this, pay attention to three things. First, remembrance of the self. Second, discipline. And third, time. Remember these three things, and what will you become? Trinetri, Trikaldarshi, and Trilokinath. You will attain all the titles that you have been given at the confluence age. When you know yourself, the Almighty Authority comes in between anyway. So pay attention to these three aspects. Whenever you see any image, whenever you see any chitra, any body, do not see the image, but see the living being. See the chetan within the image. See that and the activities, the charitra of that image. When you see the living being, when you see the chetan and the activities, the charitra, because your attention is towards the activities, you will move away from the image, that is from the consciousness of the body. There is definitely one or another divine activity in each of you, because only the decorations of the Brahmin clan are full of all divine activities. There aren't the divine activities of just the father, but each activity of those who are Baba's helpers is a divine activity. So see the activity and the living being, that is, the one without an image. So see Vichitra. If you see the one without an image and the activities, then the attraction that pulls you, even when you don't want it to, will be removed. This is the main effort you should be engaged in at the present time. Since you say that you have changed, all these things should have also changed. So why are they still old sanskars and old things? In order to change yourself, you first have to change your feelings. When you change your feelings, everything else will change. But there is still attraction. There is still asakti. If instead of being attracted, you consider yourself to be a shakti, attraction will be finished. Asakti will be finished. When you don't consider yourself a shakti, many types of attractions come. If any type of attraction, whether to the body or to the comforts of the body, are created, at that time, remember, I am a shakti. How can a shakti be attracted? Because of being attracted, you cannot come into that stage. So finish all attractions. For this, just think, I am a shakti. What is the obstacle that comes mostly in front of the mothers? Attachment. Why is there attachment? Attachment is created through the consciousness of mind. But what is the promise that all of you have made? When all of you came at the beginning, what was the promise that you made? I belong to you, and so everything belongs to you. This was your first promise. I belong to you, and so everything that belonged to me now belongs to you. So even then, where did the consciousness of mine come from? You mix mine with yours. This shows that you have forgotten the first promise you made. The first promise that all of you made was, whatever you say, that we will do. Whatever you feed us, dot, dot, dot. Wherever you make us sit, dot, dot, dot. So do you remember this promise? Baba is making you sit in the subtle region. So why do you come into the corporeal region? You did not fulfill your promise very well. Your promise was, wherever you make us sit, there we will sit. Baba did not say, sit in the corporeal region. Whilst being in the corporeal world, remain avyakt. If you forget the first lesson, what kind of training will you have? In your training, at least make the first lesson firm. Remember that you will definitely fulfill the promise that you have made. Are all of you mothers who have come for training surrendered? If you are surrendered, where did the attachment come from? When something burns and crumbles away, does anything remain? Nothing at all. If something still remains, it means that although the matchstick has been lit, you did not completely burn away. You have died, but not yet burnt away. They first kill Ravan and then burn him. So you have died a living death, but you have not yet turned to ashes by being burnt away. The meaning of surrender is very great. Nothing of mine remains in that. When you surrender the body, mind, and wealth. Since you have surrendered your mind, how can you create the thoughts that you wish to? How can you perform sinful actions through the body? This shows that you gave it to Baba and then took it back. Since you have given your body, mind, and wealth, you have received Srimat about what you should have in your mind, and you have also received Srimat about what you have to do through your body. You know what you have to do with your wealth as well. You have to follow the directions of the one to whom you have given everything. What will be the stage of the one who has given his mind? Manmana bhava. His mind will be fixed on that one. He will never forget this mantra. How can there be attachment in someone who is always in the stage of manmana bhava? In order to become a conqueror of attachment, remember your promises. Everyone will emerge from this training. And so what will you stamp yourself with before you go from here? So someone said, of being a conqueror of attachment. Bap Dada says, if the stamp of being a conqueror of attachment has been applied, the post will directly reach its destination. And if the stamp is not correct, it will not reach its destination. Therefore, you must definitely apply the stamp. Then we will have a surrender ceremony for the mothers. In that, we shall only call those who have applied the stamp. We will have a gathering of just those who have conquered attachment. Therefore, prepare yourself quickly. Acha, Om Shanti.